It seems like almost yesterday that a group of young men in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, decided to start a band. Under the leadership of Captain C.F. Schuscher, 12 young men who were musically inclined and had instruments came together and became quite popular, performing at parades, picnics, and public events. In their first years, they were identified as Schuschert's Cornet Band. By 1910, Captain Schuschert's son, Clarence, assumed leadership of the band and changed the name to Schuschert's Concert Band. Shortly before the coming of World War I, the band was mustered into the National Guard, becoming the official 140th National Guard Band. In 1917, the band moved into the regular U.S. Army, with some members assigned to other bands and a large group assigned to Camp Pike, Arkansas, in North Little Rock. Members of the band who were too young or too old for military service gathered in Cape and formed the Cape Girardeau Municipal Band, and for the duration of the war played weekly summertime concerts in Courthouse Park. The emerging popularity of such musical performances contributed to the passage of the Missouri State Band Law, which granted communities the right to enact a tax to support a community band. Cape Girardeau moved quickly to support such a levy, which remains in place, making it possible for residents of the community to enjoy summertime concerts in Capahaw Park for approximately a century. In observance of the 50th anniversary of the passage of the Missouri State Band Law, the Cape Girardeau Municipal Band commissioned an original composition entitled The Golden Year, written by Charles W. Smith and first performed by the Cape Municipal Band on July 27, 1977. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichols.